Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000, and you're listening to another episode of Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit, but not reading stuff. We're recording out of the greater Pacific Northwest area. We're expanding the region because we have been getting ranked out of the top 40 out of Seattle for the best podcast. So we relaunched less than a couple months in. We got a good amount of downloads and plays per episode, so we thank you for that. If you guys could like, subscribe, repost, everything helps. Even if you just go to the website and close it, go view it, that helps our ratings. So thank you for that. Thank you for tuning in. We are the relaunch of a radio show called Dirtbag Radio, but we are now in a legal cannabis state working in the cannabis industry. The premise of the show is we're going to try one strain of cannabis each episode just to get its full effects without mixing it with any other strains, and then talk for about an hour just to document the effect. This is like a scientific study, and you're participating by listening. Cool, huh? Today's episode is brought to you by, let's see here, the strain is called Miracle WAP, WAP. I don't think it stands for Cardi B's WAP, which is wet ass P word. I'm not going to say the word. I don't have the right, but it's just like two strains. There's like a strain called WAPA, WAPPA. And Miracle Alien Cookies or Mac. And this is what those two are crossed together. So it's a pretty nice strain. Nice little hybrid. So that's what's bringing the show. We already smoked it, so we're just going to go straight in. No break this time. So this episode for today, again, is brought to you by this strain, Miracle WAP by Funk Extracts. Check them out at www.funkextracts.com. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast feed. Check out the merch store at amayanproductions.threadless.com. All right. So thanks for tuning in these episodes when we upload them. A lot of people, I guess, have it set up to when I upload them, they automatically download. I don't know that much about podcasting on the listening side. I've tried listening to podcasts, but I only like when I talk. It's real selfish. I have listened to a couple. I like comedians, I have a couple of comedian podcasts I like listening to, But most of the time, I want to hit specific topics that revolve around me. So I guess a couple people have it set up to where as soon as I upload the episodes, it downloads. So we see it and instantly we got a couple good number of hits. I'm like, oh crap. Unless it's not the case. And, people are just downloading them. I think it matters. I think things matter in this whole game of when you release stuff and when people are going to see it. So I'm trying to get on a schedule. So I'm going to try to stick to releasing maybe episodes on Monday mornings or something like that. Or Monday afternoons. Sometime during the Monday. Monday. Just Monday. Be surprised. Is this during lunchtime? I don't know. Monday sometime. Just to kind of have a consistent goal weekly as opposed to just whenever I can stick them in. Right now I have 2 hours before a class and I'm well, if I'm going to be able to make a podcast, I got to do it right now. I just talk real quick and then got to go to school, which is weird saying as a grown adult. I'm 39 years old with kids and a full-time student at a college going to a career change from electrical engineering to graphic design, which is interesting, but still it's I'm 39 in college, full time. And I'm working one day a week and I'm supposed to be doing cannabis photography, but the college is taking up so much of my time with the homework and stuff like that. And my kids are always trying to they're always wanting to eat food every day. So we got cook for them because, you got kids supposed to do that. You brought them here. So that's what I'm doing, spending my time just, being a 39-year-old student trying to fit in. I feel I'm approaching the whole college experience still a little bit more it's a Hail Mary as opposed to everybody else is like, oh, I'm about to start my career. I'm like, yo, I'm doing a career change. Like, I already had this, and then like my back fucked up, so I can't. So like, you know, we're trying to do something else. So I'm taking it like a little bit more serious, I guess, than others would. Trying to, you know, I guess the cannabis makes you conscious sometimes, you know, you're a grown person in college. Everybody else here is younger, and there's a big age difference, you know, experience difference too. Like I relate to a bunch of the teachers. I was a teacher. That's weird, huh? It's like I was a college teacher too. I was a college professor back in the day. And then just to be back in school and then as a student full time. This time doing for something different, you know, I was all the education I did was accruing towards one thing. And then I was like, nope, we're doing something else, which I'm fine with. It's cool. I like it. I'm going to be like graduating when I'm like 40 or 41, I think. I'm going to start my career at 41. But see, I'm a person. I don't know if you guys think about your mortality. I'll tell you guys right now, like, I was legally blind at one point. Like my eye vision was so bad that, you know, the vision chart, like in America, they have like this test, this eye chart has letters from the top to the bottom and the letters get smaller, you know, so you could read like the letters on a certain line, certain, distance and certain size. You're like, oh, you have 20/20 vision, right? I swear to God, dude, if I took my glasses off and looked at the chart, usually it's an E at the top of the chart. You could put anything else and I would not see it. Like if I would just say E, but I couldn't see the top letter of the chart. You could have put like a W, something obvious. I'd be like E. Hopefully. And all the charts start with E. So that's whoever makes the charts, that should change. As someone that was blind, I would just say E all the time because I think all the eye charts back in the day started with the letter E. So I can't see that chart. And then I went to the military and then they're like, hey, if you would give LASIK surgery, if you're going to be in for so many years and if your vision's this consistent. So I'm like, I guess they didn't want to spend money on glasses. So like, it's, you know, because we get military like assigned glasses. Like when you're in the military, like medical and all that stuff like that, like you don't take care, like they take care of you, you're their property. So like if you need glasses, it's kind of weird, you gotta ask daddy military, can I have some glasses please? And then like they'll give you like a little slip and you go to like everything's on base, so it's like a little city on the base, inside the base. If no one's ever gone to a military base, they have like their own little stores that are tax-free, which I thought was a big deal till I moved to Oregon and like everything's tax-free up here. It's a little weird. If you're not used to that, like, I think everybody in the region here, like, if you're going to make a big purchase, save some taxes, you go buy on the Oregon side, as opposed to the Washington side where I live at, because it's so close. Washington, they have state tax, and Oregon, they don't. So they play this little game of back and forth. Sometimes people will be like, where are you from? Washington, and they'll charge you taxes to their dicks like that. I didn't know that. I thought they just had beef with each other. I didn't know it was like a whole tax thing. Getting off topic here. The point is the military controlled everything. And while I was in the Marines, like our health, everything, you know, dude, if we got sick, you have to imagine if it'd be so fucked up. Imagine if you get sick and you have to go to work and then tell your boss, hey, I'm sick. Can I have permission to go to the doctor? And they're like, okay, go to the doctor right now and then come right back immediately with the doctor's note to verify that you're sick or sick enough to go home. Or if not, you're just going back to work. Sounds fucked up, right? That's exactly how the Marines were, you know? Imagine working at FedEx. You're just like, oh, do I have diarrhea? Prove it. What do you mean prove it? I'm telling you I have diarrhea. Like, no, medically excuse yourself immediately or get to fucking work right now. We got boxes to fucking deliver for fucking FedEx. And that's how the Marine Corps was. somehow or another, I'm qualified for, again, instead of having to spend money on glasses for us, I think we got like an allowance, like you can get 2 glasses a year or some shit like that. And there's like certain frames you had to go like, that it was weird, dude. So we had like a military mall, so like the military optometry, and people would just come in. And man, if you had a business and somehow you got inside the base, you're set, dude. You're set forever. You could just be like a retailer, or just, you know, some people don't leave the base. The base, we have like our own clubs. They have something called an e-club, an enlisted club, which is like a little playhouse, like a little, you could order wings and there's pool tables and shit like that. It's like a bowling alley all in one. That way, like, they could stay on base and not fuck with you civilians and shit. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Sometimes, dude, I think people like from off base, like civilians would come on the base and come to the e-club to like party with, like, I don't know, I guess someone got invited on base and then they had to, I don't know, it was weird. But it was like, you know, it's fucked up. They talk about no segregation, but like people that are enlisted, they're just people with that. Okay, so if you don't know the difference in the military, there's some people that are called enlisted and some people that are called officers, right? Enlisted means you don't have a college degree. An officer, you mean like, yo, I have a college degree, so I'm going to go into the military. I'm going to be in management. You know, enlisted means like, hey, I'm going to be a worker, you know, whatever y'all need. What? Shoot guns? Yeah. Mechanic? Yeah. Whatever. You know, you get to kind of choose. But like, officers are like pilots. On top of being a pilot, they're like in charge, like managers, you know, like Walmart, like a general manager, store, shift supervisor, but they have shit called like battalion commander, squadron leader, commander, CEO, whatever, you know, they have names like that. But it's think of like the same thing, the same structure as Walmart, something like that. But like the way things are ran in the military and everything's done by the book, dude. It was probably the easiest time ever. I don't know if you've seen the movie Forrest Gump. He like excelled. It's because you're just told exactly what the fuck to do. There was like a book. There's literally a book. Like, you know, there's like Christians have the Bible. Marines have a book, the Marine Handbook. And if you read it and do exactly what it says, verbatim, you memorize that book, you're a fucking perfect Marine, dude. Honestly, it tells you everything. It tells you how to do your uniform, how to make your fucking bed, how to pass your inspection, how to like, where to put your name tapes and like your order of your medals. It's everything's there. How to act, what your general, everything. Read this book, you're set. So easy. And so, okay, getting distracted again. All right. The point is here, the military has their own little shit where they take care of you, right? So somehow or another, I was able to get LASIK surgery or some laser eye, PRK or something like that. I don't know. But I got surgery on my eyes where I couldn't see. And it was fast, dude. It was like, I think they like shot like they, okay, I know they had like the way they described it is, here's my eyeball. And they had to like scrape like the first layer off. Microns, I remember they used that word. And then it opened my eye up, right? And then they would like do a laser adjustment where like the laser would kind of like basically cut my eye like little slices off. They would put like a contact lens over it and let my eyeball heal, more or less, right? I don't know, I've heard other people like they have like they get cut with a knife and shit like that, and but mine wasn't like that. From my point of view though, they put these eye drops in my eyes. And they're like, all right, can you feel this? And like, I'm looking up and I'm just laying on my back and they're like, fuck it with my eyeball. I'm like, yeah, put some more eye drops. It kind of stings. And after a while, they're like, can you feel this? I'm like, no. Can you feel this? No. Can you feel this? I'm like, no. So they might have been poking me with like a fucking knife. They might have cut my eye. I wouldn't have felt nothing. I didn't feel anything. I was just looking forward. So they're like, okay, we're ready for your surgery. And then when they said they scraped the first layer of eyeball off, it's like they came in with a toothbrush. You know those electrical toothbrushes, the brawn, the ones that just have the little round tip with the brushes. That's what the fuck they put to my eye. I mean, I'm pretty sure it wasn't that. I'm hoping it was like not that, but it looked just like that. They put a toothbrush to my eyeball, basically. That's what it looked like. And then from my point of view, I was looking up, and then since I couldn't feel, they had my eyes pried open. They put like these bars inside my eyes, so like if I wanted to close my eyes, I couldn't. Like they had like shit set up, little damn. I mean, they had like, you know, they're doing surgery or whatever. So right before I started doing the surgery, they come and scrape my eye, and from my point of view, I start seeing these circles appear. It's like I'm inside my own head because I can't feel this happening to my eye. I'm laying down and I'm just seeing the circles, and like I can't grab my face and pull them away. You know, I'm like accepting that this is happening to me, which is fucking weird. I started seeing circles of like white light appear right in front of me. I guess that was the scraping of my eyeball, I guess. That happened for a little bit. It happened on both eyes. And then they were like washed it off with water. And they're like, okay. We went into they strode me into another room that had like a big ass machine. Like the machine was like the size of like a big old cabinet, dude. Multiple cabinets at the very end. And like all these electronics come all the way down to like one point, and they put you right underneath that point. They're like, okay, you're going to stare at this red dot. Just stare at the red dot. If you hear cracking or loud, whatever, you know, loud clicking, you're gonna hear a loud clicking, and you're gonna just look at the red dot. It's gonna look a little blurry, but just keep staring right at the red dot. Don't blink. Okay. And I guess now essentially what's going on, I don't know if you guys seen how they remove tattoos from people, videos of tattoo removals with that little toy, not toy, but that makes like a snapping sound. I think they were doing that on the eyeball, but using a big ass machine because it wasn't like that advanced back then. It's called PRK. Because I remember seeing it, and then, okay, so from my point of view, I remember they strode me in to the next room. They had a clock on the wall, and this is before the surgery, like right before the surgery, like they were taking me in for the surgery. And I looked at the wall and I couldn't see the time. Like I couldn't see, you know, like I was blind, like, oh, I can't see shit. Okay. And then I remember thinking, like, I wonder how fast it's going to be for me to be able to see. Cause it's like the surgery to fix your fucking eyes. You know, they put me under the machine and I'm looking at the red light with one eye, and they're like, okay, just stare at it. Clack, 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 clack. You start hearing this cracking, this blinking. And then it gets a little blurry. Then it gets like sharp. It's just like a red circle I'm staring at. It's like a laser right into my iris. And once they said, okay, I kind of like, you know how when you're looking far away and then you focus on something really close, I started focusing like stuff around me, like my nose, my eyebrows, you know, trying to look real closer. The stuff that was like prying my eye open, there was like apparatuses. So I looked at it and I could see like smoke coming from my eye, dude. It was a little weird. And it smelled like burnt armpit hair, but it was like my eyeball getting lasered or whatever. And then they did it like 1 minute, 1 minute of lasering on one eye, and then like another minute of lasering on the other eye. And then they like they washed everything off. They put these contact lenses that were supposed to be just bandages. They didn't have any kind of like, what's it called? You know how glasses have a prescription? There you go, prescription. They didn't have any prescription on the contact lenses. They were contact lenses that were going to replace like the part of the eyeball that they scraped off. And then I guess it was going to heal back on its own, like a scab or some shit like that. So that happened. And as soon as they started strolling me off from the machine, when I came in, I saw a clock on the wall, and when I came in, I couldn't see it. It was blurry. And then as soon as I had the surgery, like immediately they're strolling me out. I was in there for like 2-3 minutes, dude, strolling me out. And I looked at the clock and I could see it. It was a little blurry, but like, oh, I could fucking see. Like I when I had my, my glasses on. And I remember put me in like they gave me like Percocets and shit like that, drugged me up pretty good. And basically I got like, after that, they're like, okay, you're off for a week. And all I got to do was be eating Percocets and waking up and eating sandwiches and iced tea for like days. I was just asleep the whole time. I think out of the whole surgery, like it hurt like 1 hour of pure pain. I woke up in the middle of the night and I like got ice and put it on my eyeballs. But they told me like, hey, there's some medication here that'll numb it again. But like it's you want it to, you don't want to use a numbing because it's going to slow the healing. And it might bring more pain later on. Like if it's painful, just try to put some ice. I remember I woke up in the middle of the night. My eyes fucking hurt, right? So, you know, I've done shit already. Like, my vision's still good. I used to have glasses. Now I don't. I'm 39. And so I'm okay with, like, government. Like, the government did that. You know, they were like, yeah, we got to take care of our, not our boy. It was more like, oh, this is our equipment, you know. Got to upgrade it. Has shitty eyeballs, you know. So they're trying to, I think I qualify for, like, hearing aids. And there's, like, noise cancellation hearing aids and shit like that now. So like even though I have hearing aids, I think I could program to like not listen to anybody, which would be pretty cool. Well, I think I have tinnitus too, so the premise is I guess the noise canceling is gonna cancel out the tinnitus for us or some shit like that. That's what they were telling me. I was part of a government study a couple episodes ago. I described it, so you guys want to tune into that in case you guys already know about it. Then that's one of the things too. So, that sounds like old man shit. You guys are probably like, what the fuck is this old man talking about? Yeah, dude, that's what happens. I'm fucking 39. You know how good the cannabis is up here in, Oregon? When I turned 39, I thought I was 40, dude. Like, I lost a year. Like, I went from 38 years old. And then when it was my birthday, instead of thinking I was turning 39, I thought I was turning 40 years old. And then it wasn't like I forgot, like, oh, I'm 40 for, like, a day or two. Months passed by. This is a true story. I'm not playing this. And this is like, oh, a long time ago. No, this happened this last birthday. Like, all right, let me continue my story here. Let me, again. I had my birthday. I'm supposed to be turning 39. I'm always high. So my brain, it's like, you're 40. And so when my birthday happened, you know, they don't have all the candles or whatever the fuck. It was just kind of like, happy birthday. Here's a big, you know, whatever. I don't like big celebrations. So they didn't do it like, but we still celebrated, but it wasn't like that, you know? So they didn't have the number. I was just like, yeah. And then even on the computer, dude, the computer said 39 years old. And I remember thinking like, what's up with the computer? Something's wrong with the system. It's not saying that I'm 40. And this didn't last for weeks. This happened for like months, dude. I think like 5 months had passed by, almost 6 months, thinking that I was 40 years old all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm 40. I've told people that I'm 40 and I'm 39. And it just like clicked one day. I don't know what was going on. I just like look like, man, and it's because every day I go to work and it'd be like, why the fuck does this computer say that I'm 39 years old every time I check my ID? And it's because I was in fact 39 years old. I am 39 years old, but I'm so high that I thought I was 40. I thought I was 40 years old for like 6 months of this year. And then I'm like, wait, I'm not 40. I'm 39 and I was happy, bro. I felt like I went back in time. Like I have time travel. Like I got a year back. I felt younger. I felt rejuvenated. Oh, hell yeah. I'm stronger, bro. I'm not 40. I'm 30. Like instantly. I don't know what the fuck happened. One day it just clicked. I'm not 40. I'm 39. The computer is not lying. It's telling you 39 years old because you're fucking 39 years old, dumbass. You just skipped it because you're high all the time. And that is a first world problem that we have up here in the Pacific Northwest, remembering how old we are, what year it is, or what the fuck's going on, you know? So again, we're trying to describe the effects of the strains for each one that we test each week. This one's called Miracle WAP, WAP. I guess to like give homage, I don't know how the fuck to say, tomato, tomato. I'm someone's probably like, it's this way. I don't know. Anyways, they're trying to give homage to WAP, the song by Cardi B. Maybe. Miracle WAP. My funk extracts. So this is one of those strains that, here's the thing with the hybrids, or when you start messing with like the sativas and indicas, which again are different types of strains, right? Indicas, the acronym is indica in the bed, makes you sleepy sometimes. If you're relaxed, if you're like tensed up, you know, it's good for like inflammation and like tense bodies and sore muscles, you know, just relaxes your body, that type of stuff, right? Hybrids could go, they could go either way. Some sativas, you don't feel high, but then whenever you're trying to do shit, you're struggling. Like this one, I don't feel that mentally I'm struggling to put words. I am forgetting topics mid-sentence. I think I've stopped maybe twice. It's not as bad as the other ones. So there's some forgetfulness with this strain. I don't feel anxiety. I just feel like I'm in the zone. It was pretty nice, to be honest with you. Like, if you're trying to be productive, I could totally, like, say you're trying to be on an interview or play basketball or some shit like that, something where you got to concentrate a little bit more, you know, a little bit more to, like, perform better. You know what I'm saying? I would recommend this for sure. I feel like I'm talking okay, right? I felt like some of the other podcasts that I recorded, I was struggling. I think the last one I literally ended with, I just forgot what the fuck I was saying for the past hour, and I was talking for an hour, and I was like, well, let's just end the show right now. What else am I going to say? I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. So just end it, dude. Stop talking. What are you trying to say? It's the end. And I ended the show right then and there, you know? But this one, I feel a little bit more focused. I do feel like my mind wants to wander a little bit to different topics while I'm talking to you guys. But for the most part, it's a chill. Like, I feel a little bit like sinking into my chair type stuff. Usually I have like, I'm always shrugging because I'm so tense, because like I know rent and the bills and everything's coming. So I'm just like, I got to make money, you know? So my shoulders are getting a little bit loose, you know? So I recommend this one if you're an uptight asshole. If you know someone that's an asshole, I would probably recommend this one. You know, that way, like, they just relax. They're not fucked up to the point where they're like blaming you for stuff and they're, you know, they sound stupid. Just like, hey, man, it's a nice little chill high. It's pretty good. I like that you could still be productive on it. You could still talk on it. You could totally smoke this and go to court, you know, or smoke this and do something productive. This is the type of weed that, like, you can do socially. For sure, like a kids, like, I don't know, I'm not saying at all, you know, some of us stoners, we can't not smoke. I know you have that one relative that no matter what the occasion is, they're like, hey, I'm gonna go smoke, I'll be right back. Like, dude, just, you know, just drink 30 beers like the rest of us, like a normal person. What's wrong with you? Just be an alcoholic like the rest of us. Like, no, just let me go real quick. That's what I like about dabbing too. The options you have to get fucked up, it's awesome. You know, like back in the day, the only option you had to smoke was just, well, that was it. That's, you had to smoke cannabis. So you stink. And then like the TV shows back in the day, all of them had one of the episodes where they're like, we smell cigarette smoke on your, have you been smoking cigarettes or, you know, weed or whatever. They address smoking directly. So like as a little kid, you knew like smoking is bad, you know, that was a whole propaganda, which they should have emphasized on it. Like, hey, tobacco is bad because we use all these chemicals and shit, you know, but like we didn't know that in the future cannabis was going to be legalized like that. So we didn't have that campaign to distinguish it. So everyone thinks that just smoking anything in general is bad, but I don't think that's the case. I think there's a lot of studies where it show that cannabis actually like strengthens your lungs. I think there's like something that said like cannabis helped against COVID and shit like that. So which I'm not trying to like be a conspiracy theorist, but it's out there. Actually, you know what? Mentioning conspiracy theorists, I guess it would be a good segue. Let me check my notes here, 'cause I'm like, there we got like local politics that like pop up on our YouTube feed. Like as soon as I'm trying to watch, I don't know where you're at, but dude, are you my YouTube feed? As soon as I try to put a fucking video, there's some politician talking shit about some other politician, and they're still talking. They're still using Trump, dude, as like some fucking talking point. Like, I don't give a shit, dude. What are you doing to fix what the fuck's happening? You're just, they're not. I have no clue what the running opponent's points are. I just know what their person that they're running against. I know the bad shit that you telling me that they did, right before I'm trying to watch like my Taylor Swift music video or whatever the fuck. So it's low. Even my kids know the fucking local politician's name. It's that much propaganda, right? So one of them, some guy's like, this dude aligns himself with conspiracy theorists, And I'm not trying to be one of those guys that defends him, what I'm saying? But like, I know there's been a couple people that were called crazy and shit back in the day, and then a bunch of these things that were considered conspiracy theories are now real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the military, I was in the Marine Corps, and I had a secret clearance, right? When you leave, or when you're like trying to leave the Marine Corps, they talk to you like an exit interview, and they're like, what can we do to get you to stay in? And they'll sometimes talk to you about going to other jobs or doing some other shit. They'll kind of look at like the bonuses that are available and all this crap like that. And, I kind of had like a bad taste in my mouth. So they knew like, yeah, my just wants to get out at this point. I was like, well, the only thing I would want to do, honestly, is to stay in the Marine Corps, is there some way I could get stationed on Area 51? And I said this back like in 2006 in my exit interview, right? And they got mad at me. They were like, that's not real. That's not real. I'm trying to be serious here. I'm like, no, I'm being fucking serious. Like, I know, like, I think Independence Day had already, the movie Independence Day had already came out, with Will Smith, and then it showed NASA and shit like that and stuff like, but see, I had read, I grew up before the internet, but my mom used to take me to the library. So I would like check out books, and instead of looking at websites, books were websites, the websites of the 80s, So instead of going to like BigfootHunters.com, you just read Bigfoot Hunters, the book, like you would, no one thinks about that. It's like, that's how websites are like flyers and books you could stare at from a different screen. Websites are books. Huh. Maybe this Miracle Whip's a little, mentally stimulating there, making a creative connection there. Stuff like that, most of the time, a lot of people that are trying to be like writers or comedians or whatever that want something that's going to make them make observations to make jokes, Some people look for that. This Miracle Whip would be one of those. So this is a pretty nice strain, dude, to be honest with you. It's pretty chill. At first, in the beginning, I was kind of panicking. Felt a little bit nervous, when I started doing the dabs. But it's probably just me hyperventilating from doing actual dabs and not the effects from the strain. Maybe that's what it was. So, but I like the strain. It's pretty chill. I don't feel like I'm repeating myself too much. I feel like I'm talking normal. I keep thinking of my brother that told me that I say too much, jerk. And then so I'm trying to. Oh, I just said it right now. I'm trying not to. I'm being conscious about it. All right, we're just checking the time here. Make sure we're chugging along because I have a bone to pick with some of you motherfuckers. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to say that angrily. I'm trying to be less of a, I moved from Texas. I'm up here in Portland, and I'm not really trying to be a Texan. I'm trying to leave my ways or whatever. Like, in Texas, cannabis isn't legal and like everyone's super religious and judgmental and like I'm not, that's what I left, you know? So like, why would I try to bring my, it's different. In Texas, it's like very right leaning and you come up here and it's very left leaning. And being someone that doesn't really give a fuck about politics, you know, I'm here for the landscape. I'm not in, I didn't live in Texas because the way that old man felt about abortion, you know, that's not why I live there. I just live there because this is where my parents met and food, you know, that was it. Besides that, I had no say so. So when I moved up here, I didn't move here because it was left leaning either. So don't be like, yeah, we got one. Like, I'm neutral. You know, I don't care. I have kids to feed. Do you need me to do something for you? I have pretty good rates. You know, I'm more of a business person. So when we moved up here, it's left leaning up here, which, I mean, I'll fit in. I'm not trying to, Texas was okay, I guess. But then like the more I left, the more I kept coming back, I was like, man, you know, Portland doesn't have mosquitoes. Texas does. I went back to Houston. I forgot there was mosquitoes. Like I went back to Houston and like things were biting me. I'm like, ow, what is that? Oh yeah, mosquitoes exist because it's not a thing up here. I mean, I'm sure in the forest when you go in there, but I'm not in the fucking forest all the time like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like hiking and leaving, you know, I'm not camping there. So like, we don't deal with mosquitoes up here. It's just a different lifestyle. Like in Texas, people are like, the AC's not working, you know, it's not working. And then like apartments are getting sued and shit. And then up here, a lot of the apartments don't have AC because they're really not needed. Right now it's like 50, 60 degrees. Open the windows, awesome. It feels nice as shit, dude. So like it feels better outside than it does inside, you know? It's just a different lifestyle. I can't, as a Texan, you know how hard it is to get not use air conditioning when I used to have constant AC blasting year round to keep the inside of my house at an even 70 degrees Fahrenheit, like a refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? Like my house had to be a certain temperature, and that sounds very like what the fuck's wrong with this guy. That was the Texas me, you know? Now I don't care. As long as I have a little air on me, whatever, but it doesn't really get that hot. And if it does get that hot, we bought air conditioning from the window units, you know? And then, they didn't provide it for us, but I was like, hey man, they exist. I need AC. I should probably buy one or we're going to be fucking hot, you know? And they're not that expensive, bro. They're like on Facebook, the used ones are like $40. I've bought an AC for $20, dude. It lasted me for 2 years. We just cleaned it up a little bit and then it was working and it was fine, you know? So you don't have to buy brand new shit. There's a lot of people that sell stuff. A lot of people hoard and they're just like, yo, I just need to get rid of this stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. I just, like, I have two microwaves right now. Not because I bought two microwaves. I had a microwave and then when I moved to my new place, it came with a microwave. So now I have two microwaves. I really need to sell it. So it's not like I'm going to try to like, all right, make my money back on this microwave. I guess I should, you know, but it's whatever, bro. Get you a deal, you know. What the fuck was the point of this? Damn. I'm just blabbing on about some other shit. I'm here trying to tell you guys the point of the fucking military and being in the Marine Corps and shit and like eye surgery. I'm here talking about what? How did I get here? What's happening? I just had the first, no, not first, probably second, right? This is another blank, what are you blabbing about? Okay. Damn it, dude, I'm here. See, this is what happens. I'm here talking shit like, yeah, I can handle this. I would totally, yeah, this is a chill one. Like, no, this is a little mentally stimulating. The ones that you don't feel high, but then you're talking like I have been for, I don't even know how long I've been talking for. I just had like a Control-Alt-Delete moment. Like Control-Alt-Delete, clear. And that's why I just stopped talking. I'm like, hey, what the fuck's happening? Like I was going on auto mode or something. Zoned out. That's crazy, dude. That's not good. I guess this is why, again, this is why we do the show, because we're here trying to, we're trying to have a normal conversation, but we have smoked a lot of this. And I feel like I'm still talking okay, but I just had a mental like reset. And hopefully this is just like the strains and not like a precursor to some kind of like, hey man, we think you have cancer or something like that. You know, we're going to just keep saying that this is all just the strains, because I mean, that's normal, right? That you're high as shit and you're like, yo, I don't know what the fuck I've been saying. You know, I know there's been a couple of times, this is probably bad to say, but like I got high and I needed to get home, you know, so I'm driving home and then I'm on the freeway and I'm like, I mean, I didn't figure out how to drive, you know, but I'm like, one, all right, I know I'm on the freeway, but like, where? What freeway am I? Like, I forgot what freeway I was on and where I was going. And I just kept driving straight until I recognized something. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, wait, okay. Yeah, I remember now, you know, or I could just pull over, you know, but I knew it was like, well, it'll come to me. You know, I know I'm going this direction for some reason. I just didn't like, you know, you just zone out, I guess. And that's what I was doing right now. I was looking at the words appear on like the teleprompter. And yeah, it's a miracle watt, man. It's a maybe a little bit late hitter. You don't feel high, but you talk and you blab from one point to another, you know, say some sentences. But did I say a paragraph? You know, like if I was at an interview right now, you asked me a question, like I just snapped out of it. You could have been like, hey, what is a sativa? And then I'm blabbing, and I'm snap out of it. I'm like, what am I talking about? What? Will you ask? What was the question? You know, that's what the fuck is happening right now. A control alt delete. Pretty impressive, Funk Extracts. I'm telling you, man, the cannabis nowadays is not the same as before. Back in the day, I remember, I think that's what I was trying. I remember, like, this sounds familiar, me trying to talk about different ways of being able to get fucked up or whatever. So you can be like messed up. You don't have to actually stink, you know, that's what I was trying to get at. Okay. Smoking. That's one option. Right. And I was trying to say, I was saying about how those episodes, '90s had that. Okay. It's coming back to me. How long was that? A couple minutes. Maybe I'll come back to you guys. This should be the stuff that's noted. We're noting it verbally right now. Check. What are we noting? Fuck. I got another control delete moment right now. Okay. What I was trying to get at was that you can also, instead of smoking, you can vape. With some of those, some of them don't really smell as strong as like cannabis. You know, they might smell a little bit, but not as bad as like lighting up a joint and having like the burnt smell of whatever and then having to get rid of it and your fingers stinking, you know. It's more controlled. And the percentages get higher, so you don't have to take that many hits to get as fucked up either, right? And then the dabs, I feel like dabs is like taking shots of alcohol. You know, like there's beer, right? Say like smoking a joint is like chugging like a six pack or something. Like, okay, by the time I'm done, it take me a while, but by the time I'm done by myself, we get a little good buzz going on, you know? I would say shots would be like, say smoking one joint, not shots. I mean, doing a dab would be like smoking one joint immediately, you know, cause it's pretty concentrated. You do a good dab, you're, you know, inhaling a couple times and concentrated inhalations, couple puffs, you know, yeah. Instant too. Within like, yeah. Some of them, as soon as you inhale and then you're exhale, you're like, yeah, I'm high already. It's not, you know, so you don't have to sit there and inhale so many times and, you know, stink up the whole place and make big clouds or whatever. So, or you could drink it now. There's drinks. I think one of the items here we have that's coming up next for one of the episodes is like the Kings of Canna always donates samples, and we're going to try to, you know, return the favor and give them some kind of footage back for, you know, some of the episodes. But one of the ones we have that it's on the side is they gave us a 250 milligram syrup from a company called Sips. So we're going to do that. And it's basically, concentrated, like, you know, syrup that goes for your soda, but you put it in, you either just drink it like that or put it in your drink, mix it in. You've just made what, like, say you have a Sprite put this inside the Sprite, you just made a cannabis infused Sprite. You can drink your cannabis now. You don't have to eat it like edibles and candy and get all plumpy. Like, there's cannabis infused beer, there's cannabis infused orange juice, grape juice, lemonades that are cannabis infused, sodas. I like the Magic ones. Magic Numbers is a good brand. They have some sodas like the sarsaparilla soda, which I didn't know what sarsaparilla was, which is supposed to be like another form of root beer, or really close flavor to root beer. And I looked up like, well, what's the difference, right? And it said sarsaparilla cures syphilis, you know? And that was surprising. Like, I wonder if you could use that as a marketing tool. I'm not saying they have to, but just to be like, sarsaparilla cures syphilis, you know, like, that's I'm just saying, because I'm not, I just looked up, I don't know what the fuck sarsaparilla was, and it's there for sale. So I'm like, okay. And it said root beer versus sarsaparilla. I was like, okay. And then it said one of the health benefits was it cures syphilis. So I'm not saying I'm a doctor, but I've done a little bit of research, you know, and I know what could cure your syphilis. Some sarsaparilla soda. I'm in college, so you could take that information for what it's worth, I guess. It's not just me talking out my ass, you know, so I did a little research, just not because I wanted to cure my syphilis, it's because I didn't know what sarsaparilla was, which I guess could go both ways, you know, which would be pretty cool. You just save the person the trouble. Just tell them, hey, man, did you know this drink, on top of being delicious and get you high, will also cure your syphilis? It's a 3-in-1, dude. That's like a good bargain. You know how much, I don't know how much syphilis medication is. I'm assuming it's not not cheap, you know, or everyone would just be like, fuck it, syphilis. The medication's super cheap anyways, you know, and I don't see that happening. So maybe that's not the case. But this infused cannabis sodas, pretty good bargain, I mean, if you ask me. But nobody's asking, so let's keep going. So anyways, the point was, I don't know what the point was. There's like too many points going on. I remember talking about government experimenting on me being okay with it, with the eye surgery. You know, and then I said I was going to start talking about conspiracy theories, and I didn't. I just started blabbing on some more. Maybe I'm getting distracted, you know, by the government. I don't know. Or maybe it's just the weed here. I'm pretty sure it's the weed. That would probably make more sense, you know. But, okay, so I had a couple points I was trying to finish, but I have like two or three main points open right now. This is not good as, I know what's going on in my head, but, like, how do I, the fuck do I explain that to somebody, you know? So what happened was, like, I had a couple stories that I was going to tell you guys. I think I started all three stories already, but I didn't finish the first one or the second one. So I have like three open points. Point number one was, you know, I got eye surgery, and then I was going to be like, okay, so because of all this shit, I want to be immortal, and like, I'm open to merging with machine to become like cyborgish, you know, maybe just not immortal, but, you know, just prolong it, you know, 400 or 500 years old, you know, like, I did an investment in some crypto called Shiba Inu token. So, and it's going to take a while, you know, but if I am 400 or 500 years old, you know, maybe that investment, you know, cause you know, vampires and shit, like how the hell is money? They're not really working. You know, you never see like none of these vampire movies. You never see the vampires working. You know, they're just like rich and enjoying their shit. But like, I want to see a vampire movie where the dude has to go to work still. Like, he hasn't figured it out yet. You know, like, he's like, all right, I'm going to terrorize you guys after my night shift at this security place. You know, just like, that'd be a pretty good movie. I should write that script. Like, the unsuccessful vampires, like the ones that are like, yo, we didn't make it. We're just like, or maybe vampires, you know, I don't know, some alternate universe shit. My bad if I'm insulting any vampires out there by assuming that you guys don't have your shit together. if you're from the South, you might be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But if you're here from Portland, you know, like, yeah, you better recognize the vampire community because they're going to come after you because they exist here. Yeah, it's a little different up here. You know, where I'm from, I think what, historic wise, I'm about to start another fucking point. Okay. Let's not do that. Okay. All right. So I ended that one point. I said, I had this idea of becoming a cyborg so I can be like old as shit and enjoy my Shiba Inu, earnings for myself, as opposed to leaving it to my children, you know, so something like that, I guess is what I was trying to get at. So, you know, I've already done the eye surgery thing. I've already kind of given my mind and shit like that to this government testing that I did that they didn't tell me what the fuck I was, what was going down. So I'm open to more shit. You know, if I want to, someone told me someone wanted to have a surgery for robot legs. And I was like, yo, man, robot legs would actually be pretty cool because that means I don't have to like run myself. I could just tell the robot legs to go and I'm like going. And that sounds sweet, you know? So, someone, especially with me that has sciatica and like my back's fucked up and, I've been paralyzed for like 2 weeks where I couldn't move like at all. Yeah, I'm not having to worry about that, you know? If I can fly, that'd be pretty cool. I know there's jet packs and shit. So I'm just, you know, I'm waiting for technology to get a little bit better before I'm merging with shit. I don't want to be the first cyborg, but like the hardware's fucked up. Imagine being the first cyborg. And you're like, all right, I merge with an Atari, the ping pong shit, you know, and like the PS5's out now and like the Atari still exists. Like, what's the Atari boy doing? I'm here. So, you know, if you're also thinking about being a cyborg, go first, please. So I can see how it goes. And then I'll see what I mean. Eventually we'll see how it goes. But if that's where it's going, I'm kind of down, you know, so I don't know about this whole uploading your consciousness to a computer stuff, you know, but I do see, remember the Ninja Turtles movie where there was like, not the movie, the cartoons where it was like the Shredder and Krang was like this, inside this big robot. Like he was in the middle, like the Krang was inside the middle stomach part of this robot or whatever. I picture something like that. Like my brain's going to be inside like the stomach of some robot and it's going to be like, hey, I would like to deposit my paycheck from my job because I'm still working, you know, I'm sure. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how long this, hopefully in a couple years, I've gone through all the strains and like science or like National Geographic picks it up. And then we're like, hey, here are the archives of Miracle Whop. My funk extracts or whatever. So see, that don't make no fucking sense, dog. I'm trying to be funny and that's not funny. And I apologize for that. See, I'm consciously, see how that is, how apologizing. I just made something. And I'm like, you know what? That's not funny. I'm sorry. You know, people should do that more. Everyone's so fixated on like being right. And like, I don't give a fuck about being right. If I fucked up, like, hey man, my bad. But a lot of people aren't like that. So, yeah, I guess, public service announcement. We interrupted this show completely just to bring that up. Awesome, brain. Sweet. All right. So there was a point we're trying to say we're cool with merging with cyborgs, vampires. Maybe some of them aren't that successful. We should bring awareness to that. Someone should make a fucking shirt or a holiday, I'm sure. The other point is I'm trying to lose my Texanish while I'm up here. It's really hard. You know, it's gotten me, you know, so growing up in Texas, like if you didn't say sir or ma'am, excuse me and shit, like someone says something, you know, up here in Pacific Northwest, it's not the South. So like those stern looks or whatever, like, dude, I haven't heard anybody say please for shit. You know, I've had to tell people what's the magic word and just stare at me like, what? Oh, please. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not to be a dick, but it's just like, you know, you're from the South and you're used to it. So I'm just trying to, you know, should I stick to my ways or not? I'm like, no, well, no, fuck it. Dude, you're not trying to, what am I going to bring manners to the Pacific Northwest? Like, who gives a shit? Just smoke some weed and get over it, bro. Stop being a little bitch. You're in the Pacific Northwest. Everyone's mad about something. I work with somebody that's, I'm not talking shit about her. Plus, I don't think my coworkers give a fuck about each other enough to like listen to each other's hobbies and stuff like that. So someone I work with's like a witch. I think we had a couple witches at where I work at. So being a former Christian person and from the South, that would be like alarming to somebody else. But I'm just like, are they really witches though? Like, I haven't seen them do any like witch stuff that I've read about. Like every time I ask them, like, hey, have you learned any new spells? And they're like, no. And then I'm like, why not? And they're like, I don't know. But, you know, I don't know shit about witches. Like, how many spells a year are you supposed to, like, when do you do them? And for, like, what reason? Just when, like, you get cheated on by your ex-boyfriend? That's the only time you do spells and shit. But, like, are there extracurricular spells that it should be doing? And, like, who's doing the Q&A quality assurance that these spells are being done, you know? And then who can call themselves a witch? Is, you know, can I just identify as a witch myself? You know, do I have to do spells? Who knows? You know, it's pretty interesting, but there's like a couple of them at work, which is cool. That's what they like to do. Every once in a while, you know, being from the South and, you know, bless you, you know, or whatever, but, you know, or just, you know, to do their stuff like Hell Baphomet or whatever the fuck they're, you know, I don't know what they say. I'm not trying to tell people what to do. I'm trying to fit in here, you know, and not stand out. I do with my Texan ways. I asked about the rodeo, fucking laughed at me. And you know how hard it is to explain to people what Texas mums are? Like, that doesn't exist anywhere else. I've seen a video where people are explaining like their mums costing like $800, $700, which is just like fake ribbons and flowers for a homecoming dance for like football in high school. It's fucking crazy. And that's normal down there. And when you come up here, it's just a little bit left leaning and it's fine. But like, I've gotten in trouble for you keeping my manners, you know, and I'm going to apologize in advance, you know, and then I'm apologizing in advance for the people that are like, he's apologizing in advance. Sorry to both sides. Okay. But I'm going to end this episode with this little story here, why it's a little bit different being from the South, being up in the Pacific Northwest. One of my classes I had at community college here when I started this whole transition, you know, you sit in the middle of the classroom facing forward. I don't know who the fuck's behind me, you know, and someone makes a good point about graphic design and some, you know, I'm high because I'm in college, you know, and then I'm just like, I raise my hand and they're like, yes, Amaya, go ahead. And then I said, just to reiterate what he said. And then, cause it was like, whenever the person before me said something, it was a deep ass voice, you know, deeper than mine, just very deep, you know, like that, very masculine too. It's obviously, you know, whatever, not assuming, you can't assume genders up here because weed is legal. That's why. So mentally, that's my justification, you know, and in Texas it's not, so whatever, you know, if you're from Texas being like, why are you, because weed's legal, all right, shut the fuck up, this is what has to happen for weed to be legal, I'm okay with it, I'll play along, whatever, dude, you should play along too, so you can have weed legal wherever you're at too, because it's not legal where you're at, you having to buy from Oscar the fucking gang member, you know, so whatever, you have it your way. I like to have 2-for-1 specials and shit like that with my weed. I don't know about you guys. But anyways, what I'm trying to get at here is, I had a point to this, because stay focused. The Miracle Wap does not have you focused. Okay. Focused. Okay. My point was, someone responded to something in class. My dumbass raises my hand and is like, just to reiterate on what he said. And then I look back, and there is no he behind me. It is all a bunch of beautiful women behind me. So it takes me a second to be like, mentally, you know, I just honestly, this is my first time in a community college in Portland. You know, I didn't think, you know, about that. So I was just trying to be, say, you know, sir or ma'am. Like, I guess because, you know, I think I said sir. I think that's what I said. But just to reiterate what the sir, what the young sir said, or whatever, some stupid like that. It was like sir, ma'am, or yes, sir, or something like that, right? That shit got me in trouble. Like, I said something and there was no, like, you know, said him or the pronouns of he. And when I look back, based on the voice, I wasn't like, if you're behind me and this voice is talking behind you, you'd probably be like, okay, that's probably a dude, right? If my voice is feminine, then it's feminine. That's cool. Some of you might be like, no, that's a chick. You know, sounds like my mom. I don't know. Maybe I do. But this one was very deep, and I thought it was a guy. I looked back, and there was no guy. And then it took me, and my southern brain, like, there was like a 10, for, I'm sure for the class, it was like a 3-4 second pause. You know, in my head, it felt like 30 seconds, because I was like, why, where did that voice come from? Because that was a boy, and I'm not seeing a boy. So what's like, oh shit, you're calling, you just called a boy to someone that's like a girl, and that's okay here, and you're okay with it. Yeah, I am okay with it. So yeah, so just try to play it off. And then I was just like, them, fuck, you know, like, as they said, you know, it was like a good pause, like in my head. A lot went down, and I'm sure my face was like, shit. So I don't remember seeing that person come into class after that. I think hopefully it was just because they couldn't afford the tuition, and we're going to just go off of that, not because of what happened. So, yeah, man, you can't be coming up here to the Pacific Northwest with your Texans ways, with your sir and ma'ams and shit, you know. We're different up here. We care like about stuff like feelings and the environment, you know. I think some of the Houston Astros just played the Seattle Mariners, and I've been seeing people still posting up stuff about the Houston Astros beating the Seattle Mariners. Like, yo, that was decades ago. We forgot about that like an hour after the game was done, because that's how good the weed's up here. You guys are like smoking CBD and shit because that's all that's legal in Texas. Not to talk shit, but that's just stating facts, you know, unless you're breaking the law and, you know, buying stuff from the black market, which is cool too. Support the black market, I guess. I don't know. I thought we followed laws in Texas, but I guess, you know, just going to follow the laws that you want to follow. And that's cool too. But my point was that the weed's really good up here. So people, if you guys think the Seattle Mariners give a shit about losing to the Houston Astros, we even forgot that we were in the playoffs. So there you go. In your face. Because our weed's that good. And yours isn't. People in Texas have to drink alcohol to get fucked up, because their weed doesn't do it. The weed doesn't cut it. And that's a tragedy. There should be like some kind of awareness campaign for that. So I guess that we could leave it there. You know, one thing again, second point I was trying to do is one of the things I'm trying to do while I'm up here in Pacific Northwest is lose my Texan ways and stuff like that, because they do not work up here, which I'm completely fine with, because again, a lot of it is justified with the reason that cannabis being legal. Like, look, dude, I have a podcast where I'm getting samples from companies to try them and do a podcast. This does not exist in Texas. So whatever. You guys keep that. That's fine. Don't legalize it so I don't have competition. I'm by myself right now. Sweet. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We will be looking for hosts here in the future. Guys, some of you guys might be asking, what's up with some new hosts or the old hosts? We'll talk about that the next show. We are looking for some new hosts, though. A lot of people that I talk to just don't know anything about anything. So it's kind of hard to carry on a conversation, and you're the only person that like knows stuff about things. So maybe we'll run into somebody that knows something about, I don't know, pop culture, keeps up with current events or just things in general. Everybody seems to be really stuck in like their hobby, one particular hobby in Portland, whatever it is, which is good for them. But we're trying to do a podcast here, and we're looking for particular people. You know, we got big shoes to replace. The Dirtbag Radio cast was made of comedians and strippers, and we'll see if we'll keep that. We'll see what happens. It's Portland, so we'd like, possibilities are endless, I guess. And on that note, we'll end it. This is again Miracle Wop by Funk Extracts. This is a strain that we tried for this episode. It's very talkative. It gives you the impression that you're in control, but you're not. I try to, hopefully this podcast made sense. I feel like I kind of tried to save it in the amount of time, but like definitely within the 30-40 minute mark, I was not in control for like a good 10. I had a control alt delete moment where I completely reset and I was like, wait, what's happening? It took me a moment to recover, and then I realized, hey, you have multiple stories going on right now, and like the minute you haven't finished the main points. There's like a third main point that I feel like I'm forgetting about, and I'm probably gonna remember it, but like we're out of time. This is what happens, dude. This is the show. You might be like, hey man, you got to this fucking topic and you didn't even fucking get into it. Oh yeah, because I was smoking Miracle Wop. That's the show. We're trying to figure it out. That way you know too. Hey, maybe I shouldn't smoke this because I'm going to start a topic and not get into it, get myself into some more shit, you know? So, all right, you guys, hope you guys liked the episode. Make sure to catch us on the next one. See you later. Peace.